Prince Johnny, you're kind, but you're not simple.
Six Music has been such a supporter of this record and record fast. And every time I see you guys at an event or at the shows or come in for an interview, everybody's just so gracious and cool. And I'm just glad to know you all.
And across the board as well, it's not just us. This album really feels like it's being recognized.
I think it's kind of the culmination of just a lot of hard yards. And not that I'd have it any other way, but it feels very nice. Obviously, nothing in the music industry is exactly what you classify as dirty ground, but I feel like I have a nice platform and I've created a nice dialogue with fans to where I can just go out and continue pushing myself, and hopefully people will be excited and available and on for the ride.
Fourth album in, anyone has to do it, anyone that's an artist, whether you're a painter or a presenter or a DJ, whatever, you kind of spend some time honing your craft, honing your performance. Does it feel like this album was a bit of a game changer for you?
I mean, for me creatively, you know, I've only ever tried to just follow my instincts and create something that I thought that I was proud of, you know, and obviously I wouldn't put a record out that I wasn't proud of, so... But will never be able to predict, you know, how it hits people's ears. And the only thing you can really do is refine and hone your own instincts, because ultimately, I mean, that's all you have as an artist is your own voice. And the best thing is, I guess, to know that it is your voice, and it's whatever it is, you know, it's inimitable for one reason or another. So that's kind of the golden place to be in.
And it's not new, the visual aspect, because it's been in your videos all along. If you look back at those earlier songs, the video for Cruel or Marrow.
Yeah.
But certainly with this record, you've kind of ramped up the performance element in terms of movement and staging. Who inspired you to have a think about performance of this album in that way?
All the greats. I mean, I did a tour with David Byrne where there was a lot of movement. I watched James Brown videos. I studied Prince. I studied David Bowie and went like, wow, you know, some of the most fruitful periods of theatrical art music were when people opened up their game. And the fact is that once you get out on that stage, you're an entertainer. And some people kind of gawk at that and go, no, this is authenticity. It's just you and a guitar and acoustic thing and you're bearing your soul. I'm like, yeah, that's an aesthetic. But that aesthetic doesn't mean more or less authenticity. It's just a particular mode of performance, which is good and fine, but it's not what I was interested in. Even the sort of athlete in me wanted to make sure that I could not just sing and play guitar, because, okay, that you get to a point where that is at least muscle memory-wise easy, but I wanted to challenge myself to do more and incorporate that movement. That movement has a subconscious narrative, and that movement is not literal, but it sort of suggests a whole lot of meanings that are beguiling and interesting, and kind of it all comes all the way back to just speaking to the human experience.